Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insights Share number 184. Today, we're going to talk about another tremendous fundamental concept in how to lead our daily lives in accordance to the Torah, serving Hashem every single moment. This chapter in Reb Tversky's book, I've Got to Get Out of My Way, is called No Torah Secular Dichotomy. People make a mistake, a serious mistake, of restricting Torah or Frumkeit or religion to the ritual parts of Torah, but don't put their daily behavior to Torah. For example, they'll keep Kashrus, that's Frumkeit, Kashrus, Shmira Shabbos. But when it comes to commercial transactions in business, other non-mitzvahs per se, that they're technically not mitzvahs, but the way you conduct your life, they feel they don't fall under the category of Torah. It's a separate thing. But again, there's one pasuk, brought down Mishlei Perek Gimel, pasuk Vav, Brachos Samach Gimel talks about it, Bechol Derechecha Da'eyu, know Hashem in all your ways. If one does not do business according to halacha, he's as much as violation in the Torah's rules as much as eating treif. We are sholem. We cannot be fragmented. Our lives cannot be separate pieces that are separate from one another. It's one whole. Whether you're involved in learning, davening, and ruchnius, whether you're involved in gashmius and even seemingly mundane things. Inherently, nothing is mundane because we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mundane. Reb Tversky wrote a book called A Shame Born in Silence. He discussed domestic violence among Jews that can occur even in Torah observant families, which is keneged halacha, obviously. Halacha dictates, if you learn it properly, that spouses, husbands and wives, need to relate each other with the utmost respect. So people who abuse their spouses are no more Torah observant than those who transgress other Isurei Torah. He says something interesting here, in parentheses. He says, I was severely criticized and some Judaica stores were forbidden by their rabbis to carry the book. Because of this statement that he said, that halacha dictates that spouses should relate to each other with utmost respect, so domestic violence and abuse is then not any more frum than anyone other Torah prohibitions. In other words, it's equal to eating treif. He's clearly correct. Whatever the reasons he was criticized makes no sense. Kas, being angry, has nothing to do with actual performance of mitzvahs in and of itself, but it's a terrible chait. The Torah, the Gemara equates kas and as kilu oved avodah zara. I think one place it says gilei ra'is and shfichas damim too. And Ruchaim Vital says on this, he was Talmud of Arizal, that it's not just a figure of speech, that is what Kas is. It's interesting, there's a famous story where Saul Salanta, there was an epidemic of a terrible disease that broke out in Vilna, and Saul Salanta told the healthy students to care for the sick ones, but when they take care of the sick ones, do everything that's necessary on Shabbos, and to forget about the Isurei Shabbos, just do everything like it's a weekday, in taking care of the ill at that time. And one man went over to him, but he added, he says, I think these Talmidim are taking too many liberties in doing forbidden things on Shabbos when they're helping the sick people. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanta did something that he, uncharacteristically, he never did it before, he yelled very loudly at this man, who are you to teach me halacha? These students are entrusted to me by their parents and I'm responsible for their health. He showed anger. Reb Tversky later explained the reason why he had to show anger was he was worried that if students overheard this man say, you're too makele in doing these forbidden things on Shabbos, that they would actually refrain from doing those things for the sick, which would chalila cause the patients to be in a big sakana. So it says here that he was still very mitzar that he expressed the anger. He knew it was necessary, but it bothered him for the rest of his life that he had to express it that way. Rabbi Yitzchak Silverstein cites a statement by Reb Chaim Vital. I'll tell you the truth, I did not see it befeirish inside in the Kisvei Arizal or in the Svarim of Reb Chaim Vital where he says this. It's quoted a lot. I heard many Rabbanim quote it. So here he brings Rabbi Yitzchak Silverstein that quotes it, that a person who did a lot of chesed and expected when he dies that the gates of Gan Eden would open up for him. He would go straight to Avraham Avinu. But it was shut. He says, "How is this the reward for all the chesed that I did?" And they answered, "We noted that you did no chesed at home. You were abusive. You were abusive towards your wife. You were disrespectful towards her. You did not behave with chesed towards your wife. So therefore, all the chesed that you did for others is eliminated by that." Now, while the Chafetz Chaim greatly emphasized the importance of realizing the Kedusha of Shabbos, or if you touch the wine of a guy, it's Yain Nesech, and becomes treif, all of these things. And the Chafetz Chaim was aware of all these negative averis that Yid could commit. The one that he threw all his koiches into in his life, the Iker, was the elimination of Lashon Hara. Why was that so important to the Chafetz Chaim? Because a person knows when you ask a shayla, and they could ask, are you allowed to open a can of sardines on Shabbos? They'll ask. You're allowed to open up a soda bottle? They'll ask. Certain other things, and the milk spilled into a drop of milk into the meat, and the fleishik, they'll ask. A Pesach shayla, kosher, chametz, not, they'll ask. But rarely does one ask a Rav whether repeating something that someone heard about something, about someone is mutter or not. I heard this, am I allowed to say it over? For whatever reason. People don't ask that. Maybe Baruch Hashem these days with their awareness, people are starting to ask that. But in general, this is the way it is. People have greater respect for Shabbos than for the Yisurei Lashon Hara. And that's the Hoya Be'ekev Tishmu'u that's brought down in Parshas Ekev. That Rashi points out that the mitzvahs that people treat lightly, that's Ekev, they take it lightly, that they stamp upon it with their heel, they tread upon them, that's that they consider insignificance, those are the mitzvahs that you have to be more careful to observe. And that gives you all the brachos that's brought down there in Parshas Ekev. And that is the idea. This is what it means in Tehillim, Perek Yutes. Yiras Hashem Tohira Imedes Lo'ad. The fear of Hashem is pure, enduring forever. Mishpati Hashem, the judgments of Hashem, emes are true. Tzadku, righteous, yachtov, all together. All together means that all mitzvahs are of equal importance. If one isolates a particular mitzvah and says, this is important, this is not important, that's not what it is. It is all one. It is all one. This idea of not separating the Torah and the secular is a tremendous concept that's brought down in many, many Svarim, especially in the Svarim of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. The Ma'or Einayim brings down in Parshas Noach, Ki Esek HaTorah Nikra B'chol Davar. The Esek HaTorah is called with everything. Af ma shemedabrim ima umais. Even when you're talking to non-Jews, but it has to be with a kavana that we say that connecting it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you're mekayim by that b'chol derechecha da'ehu. And in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Ma'or Einayim says the same thing about eating and drinking. Omala ha'achilas v'ashtilas, you elevate the eating and the drinking, v'shar tzarchi b'nei adam, and everything that's also the needs of people. and betoiv in good, bekavanase with his intent towards Hashem. Kedeksev bechol derechecha b'toeyu, in all your ways know him. Kol masecha yi l'shem shamayim, and all your deeds should be l'shem shamayim. And that's Artzeis Hachayim. That's what he calls Artzeis Hachayim, the land of the living. That is what we are. That is what Eden are. We're marked by our holy things that we do in Torah and Mitzvahs, and we're marked by every single thing we do. Even our mundane things are not mundane at all. They are Kedusha. Lech Lecha, Yehoshua has a beautiful pshat. Rashi says there, Lech Lecha lahanascha, for your benefit, for your pleasure, l'tayvascha, for your good. And the way he teaches it is like this. Lech Lecha, pirish, afila masha ata oise dover shu lecha. Even when you're doing something that is for you, lahanascha, it's for your pleasure, l'tayvascha, it's for your good, meaning you feel good about it. Gam that too should be a path towards Hashem. Hashem is saying, lech, go with your pleasure, lecha, towards yourself and to go to me. Again, the same thing, and he ends off, shekol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. Our separation of this is a major problem of not realizing we're one life. It's what Hashem wants from us at every given moment. Yes, we need to learn Torah and we do mitzvahs as much as possible and minimize the secular aspects. But in the secular aspects that we do, or the mundane, there's no such thing as mundane. There's Torah in everything. There's a oneness in our life that we have to have. No dichotomy, no separation between our inner world and our outer world. Shabbos is higher than the rest of the week. There is a distinction, a major distinction. There's no question. But in the pnimius of serving Hashem, it's all one. In the weekdays, we feel the Shabbos. And in the Shabbos, we elevate the weekdays. It's all one unit. Simchas Torah, Tisha B'Av. Opposites externally, equal internally. When you Menachem Avil and going to the wedding, same story. Opposites externally and in Hergish. And the way you talk to the Eden in each circumstance, internally, you're serving the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a oneness there. There is no separation. We cannot separate the mundane from the secular, from the Torah values. Like he said, you abuse your husband, you abuse your wife, it's eating treif. There is no difference. In Parshas Vayetze, the Maranaim says that Chol Iske Yaakov Imoy, all the asakim that Yaakov had with Lavan, Avor Benoisa for his daughters, Vitzayne and his sheep, Hayahaka Levar Olegalis Sharche HaTayra Misham, to reveal sources of Tayra from within. Even in that seemingly mundane work of taking care of the sheep, he had that oneness within him. There's an achdus, just like there's an achdus in Klal Yisrael. There's an achdus within each person themselves. Each person, by doing what he's doing, even in the mundane world, when Hashem sends him there, brings out a tremendous amount of Kedusha, a great amount of light, so that when you are Isaac and Torah and Mitzvahs, it's even stronger. It's where Hashem sends you. If you're not sure about things, you could ask a Meirei Ara, you could ask mentors to see where you need to do, what you need to do, even in secular life as you go along, to do the right thing in any given situation. But that is one of the deepest purposes of our Golus, is to see how we behave in those situations, in the what we call seemingly mundane situations. Everything comes from Hashem. Everything is connected to the source. And that is one of the biggest yisaydes in life, of not to separate the two, to feel Hashem in every moment and every aspect of our lives. Bracha v'atzlacha.